Welcome to Mintcast, the podcast by the Linux Mint community for all users of Linux. I'm your host, Charles Olson.
I'm Charles Olson.
And I'm Rothgar.
I'm Psyking.
I'm Art Vanderhoff.
And this is Mintcast,
the podcast by the Linux Mint community for all users of Linux.
Welcome to Mintcast, episode 50. I'm Charles Olson. With me tonight is Rothgar. How you doing, Rothgar?
I'm doing okay, except for recording time a little bit. I'm a little bit tired.
Yeah, this is an unusual time for us, because our guest tonight is Clem Lefebvre, who is the creator of Linux Mint. Good evening, Clem, or morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Yeah,
thanks for having me on the show.
I'm Harrison.
I'm James.
I'm Scott.
I'm Jalou.
I'm Rob.
And this is Mintcast,
the podcast by the Linux Mint community for all users of Linux.
Welcome to Mintcast episode 100. I'm Scott, and with me tonight are Rob, James, and Harrison. Welcome to Mintcast episode 145, recorded live on January 21st, 2013, for release sometime later. I'm Scott, and with me on the podcast this week is Rob.
Howdy doody from deep South Texas. How's everybody doing tonight?
I don't think they're going to answer.
Oh, they're not? Oh,
well, maybe in the chat room.
Oh, this is one of those one-way things where we talk and they can't talk back. That's why I like doing this. That's what it is. Yeah, I forgot about that part. Welcome to Mintcast, episode 150. Boy, that is such a nice round number. You'd think that we would have had the good sense to have some kind of special program. Well, wait, we do have a special program tonight. Doggone, I almost forgot. Anyway, today is February 25th in the year 2013, and we're recording live with the Mintcast, episode 150. I'm Rob. And with me on the podcast this week, of course, is my good buddy Scott. And boy, do we have something coming that's interesting tonight. I've been pumping this all night, so now it's really kind of...
Now that the expectations...
Can we deliver it? Can we deliver it?
Now the expectations are at a ridiculous level that we can't possibly...
So tell us... Welcome to Mintcast, the podcast by the Linux Mint community for all users of Linux. This is episode 200. Yay! Recorded live on Sunday, April 27th, 2014. I'm Rob, and with me today on the podcast are Scott and Joe. Welcome back, Joe. Haven't seen you for a dog's age, or haven't seen you at all, actually. Haven't heard you for a dog's age, I should say.
Yeah, it's good to be back, guys. I've been listening. So I know exactly what you've been up to.
This could be a little dicey.
Hello and welcome to Mintcast, the podcast by the Linux Mint community for all users of Linux. This is episode 250. We made it. We made it, Mom. We did it. Recorded live on Sunday, July 24th, 2016. I'm Isaac, and with me on the podcast this week is Rob. We record live.
That was me. I clicked on the button that says turn your voice off, and then I started to talk. And you should never do that. So, you know, I got my cheer in at the beginning, and then I was going to take it. Never mind. It's been that kind of a podcast already. So.
Psyking. Also, he was only on for just a couple of episodes, I think. His is a bit of a shorter interview. But Tony Watts had headed that one up. So, any kind of weird anything happened between you and him?
No, not really, other than, like you said, the conversation was, you know, maybe 10 minutes. And it's kind of funny because at that point we were realizing we had a lot of audio, which is a good problem to have. But I'm thinking, okay, some of these interviews can probably be, you know, 10, 15 minutes. So we chatted for about 10 minutes and I cut the recording. Well, you know, lo and behold, now we're going to kind of release in segments and stuff. So his ended up being a lot shorter than the rest. But that's why we were running into what was looking like a really long episode. Otherwise, it was kind of interesting because I had, as we were emailing back and forth, told him we would probably talk on Mumble. And if he was set up to record in Audacity, we would do that. It had been a long time since he'd really done podcast recording, so he wasn't set up with a mic and all that good stuff for the Audacity part. And he had never used Mumble. but it worked out. He got on using Mumble and just, you know, talking into the laptop microphone, and I saved the recording in Mumble, and so we did it that way. But he also shared, you know, that they used to talk live and record in Audacity, and I told him we were still doing that. I mentioned I was talking to him on Mint, and I didn't hear it. When I listened back to the recording, he said, yeah, me too. And I had missed that, but he is still using Mint this time later. So in his case, that hasn't changed. But yeah, it was cool talking to him for a few minutes. It was we could have talked longer if I would have thought that we might have been able to use all of it. Hello, this is Tony Watts recording for episode 300 of Mintcast, and with me I have Cy King. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Awesome. It's been good to connect with you. We were chatting for just a minute before we hit the big red button. So you go quite a ways back in Mintcast history. I'm not sure if you remember to the episode, but when you joined, about where was the Mintcast episodes? I think you said in the teens, right?
Yeah, I was. I'm not actually certain of that, but I believe it was somewhere in the teens. And you mentioned that you guys recently celebrated your 10-year anniversary, and yeah, that sounds about right. That it's been about 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I'll be honest. I've only been listening to Linux podcasts fairly recently, much less Mintcast. So I wasn't around to hear those episodes, but, you know, I appreciate that, you know, where that got started. And you were on with Charles, who started the podcast, and, with Rothgar, I believe. Right. So that was just about almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
In the beginning, it was just the three of us. Yeah.
Linux podcasts have kind of really become a thing now, and there are a whole lot of them. But back then, I don't think there were. Mintcast was one of the first.
Yeah, I remember searching for some podcasts on the topic, and you said there wasn't a lot. There wasn't a lot around, and back then I was already using Linux Mint on my primary machine as my primary operating system, so I was a little bit involved in the discussion fora that Linux Mint hosts. I think Charles just posted a message in there one day that said, hey, if anybody wants to like either listen to the podcast or get involved with the podcast, come on over here and check us out. So I did.
Yeah, very cool. And you know, we're going back a ways, but do you remember about how long you were on or about how many episodes?
I want to say like it was like a handful. So I want to say like three or four, but I'm not exactly certain. Back in the day, okay. So like today, right now, we're recording this through the Mumble server. And when started, whoever wanted to contribute, they would just some kind of a recording device on their machine locally, like Audacity or something like that. And they would just upload their recording to Charles, and then he would like stitch it together into like a complete thing.
So we're still doing that today. Yeah, we talk on Mumble for like you know, people can come on live and listen to the stream that way, and that's kind of how we can all hear each other. But we're still doing the local recording with that Audacity. So things have not changed.
Okay, so. Good to know that that still works.
it works very, very well. Cool. So I can appreciate that you were one of the first to kind of get this thing going, and 10 years later, it's still going strong.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. And so is Linux Mint, of course, which is great. That's what I'm talking to you on right now. For the episodes that you were on, I just kind of thought I would, you know, I know there were just a handful, but you kind of talked about your introduction to the whole thing, and you know what stands out to you when you think about those few episodes that you were on. Was there anything particularly memorable, or you know, anything that jumps out? Any challenges that you guys ran into? Anything that was particularly fun?
So I was, well, I guess I still am. I prefer to be like digging around in the guts of the system and doing weird things with the system, and back then, like 10 years ago, it was quite popular to be doing distro surfing, just trying out different distributions. And I think one of the first episodes that I actually contributed, I had like a whole thing about how would you partition your disk so that you could use two different operating systems that share the same home partition. Thought of it, I thought, yeah, this is going to be quite simple. This will be quite easy. And I think it took me like 3 days or something like that to record all of it. And then, so then I uploaded that stuff to Charles. He published it out. And then I was listening back to it and I was going like, oh my God, this is like so complicated that I would be surprised if anybody actually followed this procedure and actually like successfully managed to do it.
Sometimes
that was like my first attempt.
If you're into it, then sometimes that's enough, right?
Yeah. So that was like the first episode. I think that was the very first one I did. And after that, there was just a couple of episodes where we were just chatting about like the latest happenings with Linux Mint and whatever the latest news with Linux Mint is. Yeah, I don't remember like any specific topics that we covered after that.
Yeah. So these days, there have been some very interesting developments in the Linux world. Really, the last, I guess it's because we're in the new year, I'm thinking of 2018 and how interesting that was. Wow, you know. What do you think in recent developments?
Breaking up there.
Yeah, okay. I'll try to get on the mic a little better there and see if that might help. Any better?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So in recent Linux developments, what has been interesting to you?
So like Linux, people keep talking about every year, somebody's out there saying, this is going to be the year of the Linux desktop, and it's going to take over the world, and it's going to surpass Windows and all this kind of stuff. But I kind of get the sense that Linux is being used in all sorts of other places that end users might not even be aware of. Various gadgets, your car infotainment system, things like that. And I think I kind of get this impression that like computers on the like as a home appliance for the average user is definitely declining. I think Linux is definitely taking over on all these alternate devices or alternate platforms, Internet of Things, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, quite right. One of our co-hosts on the show just shared a picture of us, or a picture with us today. He had a new shirt that he bought that says Linux is everywhere with the penguin on it. I think that's quite true.
Yeah, I was even thinking about that today, like Star Trek The Next Generation. So they were like in the 23rd century or whatever they're supposed to be in. And there were certainly people on the starship there that did need something like a computer to do their job. People on there, even they went to like their private quarters and things like that. Hardly anybody had a desktop computer. They just again, and it did whatever they had. So today, yeah, in our real world, we have devices like Siri and Alexa and all these. I kind of suspect that that's where the future is going to be. It's going to be fewer actual dedicated computers for the home use. There's computers at work. But in your home, in your car perhaps, and all over these places, it's just going to be like devices everywhere and just talking to them to do stuff for you, whatever it is that you need done.
Yeah, I was kind of laughing when you were referencing Star Trek. I didn't mean to disrupt your train of thought there, but it occurred to me the Enterprise was one giant Amazon Echo in space.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Well, listen, it's been fantastic meeting you and talking to you for a few minutes, and I'm glad we got a chance to do this.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely awesome, and bring some good memories, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, happy episode 300 for Mintcast, and take care, man. It's been great talking to you.
Definitely. Happy 300, and great talking to you.
This has been another episode of the Mintcast podcast. The show notes for this episode are at mintcast.org. You can send us email at mintcast@mintcast.org. You can find more information about Linux Mint at www.linuxmint.com. You can follow both Mintcast and Linux Mint on Twitter, at Mintcast and @Linux_Mint. Thanks to Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com for our theme music, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Mintcast.